listening to the Rookie Big Board Podcast Network.
Welcome into the Dynasty Big Board, part of the Rookie Big Board Podcast Network. I'm your host, Anthony Correnti, joined by my co-host, Eric Adams. Ryan has deemed it that he's put in enough work to take a vacation, so he gets a week off. Eric, how are you doing today?
I'm good, but I'm not okay that Ryan just gets to go star in a Netflix show now. Like, who goes to the Outer Banks? I didn't even know there was a real place.
Ryan is filming for season... What season is Outer Banks on?
I think three.
He's filming for season three of Outer Banks in the Outer Banks. Ask him for his autograph. He'll hook you up. Yes, but sir. Training camp in full swing. Eric, are you excited?
Oh, I'm so excited about all the fake clips. It's great. It's great. Everyone supports their narrative well. It's awesome. My timeline's been filled with trash. It's fantastic. I can't wait for preseason games. I'm already at that point.
So. It is total use any snippet of news to justify your stance on your guy that you've had for months already season. So
it's I'm right always and everyone else is wrong when I post this clip of a guy running against air. I love it.
Baby. Well, on today's show, we're going to be talking about all these guys who have done so much in training camp to earn all these kind of accolades. Before we get into who's kind of gaining some buzz through training camp, I want to talk about the ridiculous value that comes with being a Rookie Big Board patron. You can chop it up with all of us in the Rookie Big Board Discord and get access to Dynasty, Devy, and Rookie Rankings for $3 a month. For comparison's sake, you can get a 12-pack of like the worst socks you can find on Amazon for $10. So 12 pairs of socks, $10, or what's that? You know, three months and some change of top-tier analysis by being a Rookie Big Board patron. So,
you know. That's three soft-shell tacos from Taco Bell.
Yeah, exactly. So it's win a championship season. So save your money, sign up to be a patron from Rookie Big Board. If you want to win a fantasy football championship this year, you need the ridiculously valuable resources offered by the Rookie Big Board team available at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. So let's start talking training camp fun, training camp hype. Let's talk about big news from a small man, Wandale Robinson. We got to talk about Wandale. My guy's been showing out. So Eric, what do you think about Wandale so far?
I'm so glad we're starting with Wandale because this guy just got slandered straight to hell once he measured in at the combine. I feel like ever since then, it's been like an onslaught, even after getting taken in the second round by the Giants. But they clearly like him. It's not surprising, by the way. He got picked in the second round. So I don't know why people are so shocked about that. And it's funny because nobody likes Wandale Robinson. You can't tell me people like Wandale Robinson. Why? Because if they did, he'd be showing up all over my timeline. Nobody's putting him on my timeline. It's just the Giants beat reporters. So nobody in the fantasy community is talking him up, which is funny. He could probably, I don't know where his ADP is at, but it's probably too low. He's going to play. Like him and Kadarius Toney seem like they are very two tough gentlemen to cover on a football field. That's basically the gist of what I am getting. Also, Kenny Golladay can't separate, so he's definitely going to play over him. They're already looking at Golladay as like, well, that's the worst contract in all of football. Wandale's going to play. And, wherever his ADP is, probably free. I don't think that's going to go away either. And I hope it doesn't because I really did like Wandale Robinson once he measured in at a ripe old height of like 5'8", and he looks like the owner's kid out there with the practice. You know, it's not great, but like still, he's out there. He's showing out and he looks good. So let's hope he keeps that up because I want to really like Wandale Robinson. I just don't know if I love him being 5'8".
Yeah, I agree. Like he was a fun player on tape. There was already size questions. Then he measures in and the size questions are answered. Oh. And it's that, no, he's small or even smaller than you thought. Yeah. And then the thing for me was like, not even so much that I hated the landing spot, but it was just more of a patient. Like I need to see what the plan is for Wandale and Toney. Like I want to see what the plan is to use Wandale Robinson and Kadarius Toney. For both players. And I think, honestly, things have felt over the last week or however long camp's been going on now, I'm a little more in on both of those guys, on Wandale and on Toney. And I could tell you in a late rookie draft that's going on right now, I took Wandale today at 211. So that's rookie that's draft. Good. But, like you know, that. Yeah, felt like pretty solid value for the way things are trending right now. So Yeah, it's he's a player that could way outperform his price. Absolutely.
I would like to see it. He's definitely one to keep an eye on after the first week of training camp.
Absolutely. I probably should have prefaced at the top. We're going to try and get to a ton of people. So probably kind of
buckle up, people.
Rapid
buckle
fire
up.
Through some of these guys here. Fair warning. We're not going to stick too long on any one particular player. But is it Ramondre Stevens season in New England?
I guess so. They made a pretty bold statement. And look, I know not to look into things too much into training camp, but like clearly they love him. They clearly like him. They clearly understand, you know, as much as we do love Damian Harris, Ramondre Stevenson's just a better receiver. He can do more things on the field. He makes them more flexible, makes the play calling more flexible. And the fact that he took the reps with the ones, I always say not to look into too many things in training camp, but I'm looking into that. That matters to me. I'm not saying to worry about Damian Harris. Damian Harris is going to have a role and he's going to be fantasy relevant 100%. But the Ramondre Stevenson, like I said, it just offers more. He just offers more than them. He's definitely more comfortable in year two. I do think it's officially Ramondre Stevens season. I think we're there. Buckle up, Matt.
I was just going to say, you love to see it, Matt.
Yep.
No, it's interesting, though. I do think that, like you said, Harris will still have a role. I think they're going to want to run the hell out of the ball. They don't really have a reason not to. So I like both guys for this season. But Stevenson, obviously, for this season and beyond.
James White. I'm pretty positive James White's going to start on PUP. Probably. I know PUP is only – I think you only missed four games this year. Great call, NFL. That's fantastic. But I think James White – with the type of injury it was and the report that I read, James White probably has a long way to go to get healthy this season. And I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that James White doesn't play this season. So if that's the case, I know they have Ty Montgomery, but a lot of those targets that normally would go to James White will go to Ramondre Stevenson. Oh, I guarantee that.
Oh man.
And that, I mean, if that's the case, man, I had Ramondre, I think, at like 190 for fantasy points for projections. If he gets even like 40 or 30 more targets and like 20 more catches, he's going to be flirting close to RB1 territory. So,
yeah, it would be a big deal for sure.
Buckle up.
Another backfield, Kenny Gainwell getting some time, some shine with the Eagles offense.
This was interesting.
Yeah, what do you think about this one? We've said it, I feel like, 100 times on this show. The Eagles are telling you they hate Miles Sanders.
They really do. That's the takeaway. The takeaway here. Like, I don't understand. If you're a Miles Sanders owner right now, I would be trading him.
Yeah.
I would trade for what you can get right now. And look, none of us get it. I think largely 80 to 90% of the fantasy community probably loves Miles Sanders. And the Eagles just don't.
Yeah,
they clearly have a problem. So I don't know, man. Like Kenneth Gainwell getting first team reps is notable. The Eagles were the top rushing team in the league last year.
Yeah.
So, you know, I as much as we want Miles Sanders to be a thing, this is likely going to be a committee again. Kenneth Gainwell's a really good receiving back. He's another guy who could possibly outperform his ADP.
Yeah, I love this one. As much as it, you know, does kind of sting for Miles Sanders, I love it more for Ken. I have more exposure to Kenny Gainwell, so give me all the Kenneth Gainwell first team reps. I think we've pretty consistently on this pod been pro Kenny Gainwell.
Oh yeah.
So that is exciting to see him in an offense that, you know, we've talked about should be in store for a pretty explosive year with the full complement of weapons that they have.
Yes.
Another guy trying to break in on an offense that we know what they want to do, but have had some shakeup personnel wise. Treylon Burks running around out there, bullying some guys at Titans camp. What do you make of what Treylon Burks has done so far in training camp?
Enough of these wacky reports on first round wide receivers. Last year, it was Jamar Chase with not seeing the ball. And this year, it was Treylon Burks like, oh, well, you know, he's got that asthma. And it's like,
yeah,
he's not coming into training camp in shape. People, I don't know how to tell you this, but like NFL players, probably like 80 to 90% of the people who pass that conditioning test are still probably not in football shape. Like, they could just barely pass that conditioning test, and then they get over in shape over the first week or two. All right, it's an acclimation period. Enough of these weird reports, man. Treylon Burks, you take one look at Treylon Burks out there, and you could tell this guy is clearly a good football player. He is a bull. He's shaking people. Like, again, don't get too high, too low on training camp, but this guy's going to be good. All right. He has all the opportunity in the world. They traded a ton to get him. He's going to be a focal point. I think people who have Treylon Burks on their team from their rookie draft will feel just fine going forward. He's going to have a good year.
I think I might have zero Treylon Burks now that I'm thinking about it. But yeah, he's looked good thus far and definitely looks like he's going to be a big piece and involved. To not drift too far and not to mix up our list on us here, but only feels logical. Cool. Stick with the Titans for a second.
Oh, baby.
The guy Kyle Phillips is out here getting first team reps. First team reps in the slot. Let's go. Kyle Phillips season.
It's almost like outside of Robert Woods and Treylon Burks that the Titans don't have many good wide receivers. It's wild. Isn't that crazy? And Kyle Phillips is showing out. Isn't that nuts? Isn't that shocking to some people? Not me. I'm not surprised at all. Look, I get it. Like, he could go on to have like a 300 yard season and be an afterthought, but like, Kyle Phillips is good at football. Kyle Phillips is a tough cover. He in one-on-ones, you're going to get dusted by Kyle Phillips. And that has been the case so far. There's been multiple clips showing it. I think he's going to play this year. Like I said, I don't like what the Titans have at wide receiver. I think he's probably, at worst, wide receiver 3, could end up being wide receiver 2, depending on how Robert Woods is healing. And what I was saying is, I think before the pod, I was thinking this, I think the Hunter Renfro route is what Kyle Phillips is about to take here. Maybe he could come on a little sooner, but like, Hunter Renfro had a good first two seasons and then exploded. Yeah. I could see Kyle Phillips taking that same trajectory. I would not be shocked.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I agree. I think he's got a really good shot to play this year. He's ready to go. And I just don't think there's a whole – no disrespect to Bobby Trees, but, getting a little older, coming back from the injury, I don't think it's fair to really expect him to be 100% of what he was. So I think even if he's good or, you know, pretty good, 85 or 80% of what he's been in the past, probably leaves enough for Phillips to get involved at least a little bit and grow into a bigger role over the seasons ahead.
I definitely think by the end of the season, the fantasy community will be talking about Kyle Phillips.
I agree with that.
This is a guy here. He's like, I saw a tweet saying he's like wide receiver 134 in ADP. There are not 134 receivers I'm taking before Kyle Phillips. There's just no way. Yeah, I don't care how run dominant the Titans are. Like, I don't care if you don't believe in Ryan Tannehill. That's ridiculous. Like, people are gonna wake up after Kyle Phillips goes for like 6 for 106 and a touchdown in the first preseason game. They're gonna be like, oh man, this guy might be a guy. It's like, yeah, okay, well, get on board. He's good. He's good at football, folks.
We got more wide receivers to talk about. There's so many wide receivers.
A ton.
Let's talk Sky Moore in Kansas City.
Well, it was looking good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we made it to today, and then Sky Moore has a hip injury now. So that's – look, it could be nothing. Maybe he's back on the practice field tomorrow. That's the hope. But if he misses any time here, that means he falls behind. And you don't want to fall behind when you're a rookie. It sucks. Sounds like Sky Moore was really showing out. Sounds like I just brought it up. We were talking about it last week about how Sky Moore is blocked by Juju and might take a little bit of an acclimation period. And from the look of the first week of training camp, that sounded like a stupid take apparently, but now with the hip injury, like I said, you miss any amount of time and you're a rookie, you're going to fall behind. And, You just hope he's either on the practice field tomorrow or gets back to the practice field soon. It doesn't seem like a serious injury. At worst, probably like a hip pointer. That's hopefully the best case scenario. And hopefully he'll be back out there because he was making plays. And we all know if a wide receiver hits in Kansas City, we're going to be interested in that guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely hasn't looked like there's been much of an acclimation, period for him. He looked ready to go.
Dude.
And it does, you know, it stinks, but hopefully he's back out there sooner than later. It, by all accounts, it doesn't seem like they're really overly concerned, but any missed time is, you know, not ideal, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
How about another rookie receiver? I think we all were kind of notably in on this guy too, Khalil Shakir, Buffalo.
I'm going to be the most annoying person on Twitter if Khalil Shakir starts for Buffalo and Jameson Crowder gets cut.
Will not shock me.
Everybody and their mother is like, do you really think Gabe Davis is going to get all those wide receiver two targets when Jameson Crowder's in town? What are you, nuts? Like, people. Like you said, on this podcast, we're all Khalil Shakir fans. Me and you being AFC East fans, not of the Buffalo Bills. This is kind of shitty, but
yes.
It is what it is. He's got that dog in him, man. He's got that dog in him.
He does.
Showed us the X-ray. Dogs everywhere.
He does.
He has a chance for a great role in this offense, man. Like, I think when maybe a little later in the season, because I do think Buffalo has other options at the jump, but the fact that he's making such an impact right away, that's always a good sign to see. So many of these rookies, man, like I was going to bring this up when we got to Thornton, but so many of these rookies, some of them don't even make it to training camp. Like some of them are like, he's on PUP. He's recovering from something in the offseason. He's behind in the playbook. He was out partying last night. He doesn't even remember what team he plays for.
Yeah.
It's like some of them literally do not make it to the field. And they're just working with the scout team. The fact that some of these guys are making this type of an impact, like Shakir has, as good of a start as you can hope.
Yeah, I agree. And another guy, like, kind of similar to Kyle Phillips in the sense that, like, watching him, it's one of the easier, like, they're good football players.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not to make this sound, like, as easy as that sounds, but you could watch him and think, these guys look like they'll probably have an easier transition. Like they look ready to go.
Sometimes you just need to get the GAF stamp and stamp it on a guy. Good at football stamp, put it on Khalil Shakir and Kyle Phillips and just move it along. It's an easy evaluation.
Love to see it. Let's talk the rest of, there's multiple receivers in the AFC East that we need to talk about. So we talk about Shakir. Let's talk, you know, Tyquan Thornton on the Pats. We'll get to the Jets guys. But Thornton, we talked about it before we started recording. Tyquan Thornton's a thing.
People didn't want
to admit it, but Tyquan Thornton is a thing.
I told you, Ant, I'm trying not to get too high, too low, but this is a tough one because of all the misses that the Patriots have had at wide receiver. Tyquan Thornton is a dude. he is definitely a dude after the first couple of weeks of training camp. Again, what I just said, some of these guys don't make it to training camp. Like some of them are scout team or PUP. That goes like double for the Patriots. Usually their rookie, especially in the offense, their rookies are like not even close to contributing. The fact that Tyquan Thornton is getting some first team reps and still making plays, I'm in heaven about that. Thank God. He could do pretty much nothing the rest of the year and I'd still be stunned at the development of Tyquan Thornton right now. I'm hopeful. I am hopeful right now. I don't know what he does from here on out, but the fact that he is on the field with starters making plays, that is gravy. Another guy who's free, because I feel like he's just completely flown under the radar.
Absolutely under the radar. Like nobody feels like a lot of people just are not interested in the Pats offense at all. Like there's too much uncertainty around, you know, or there's too many questions about things that has just led people to kind of notably be out. Like, I'm just not going to try and pick one rather than like, well, if you pick one, you could be right really cheap.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like if you pick and you pick the right guy, there's a shot to way outperform whatever you paid for that guy.
They're like,
I don't think there's anybody like, you know, staunchly standing in the way of Tyquan Thornton. Like there's players ahead of him, but there's no reason that if he doesn't show out, he can't earn more.
If you play well during practice in New England, you show you're a hard worker like Tyquan has, you're going to play. Also, I'll just say it right now. Like I don't care about one-on-one reps. I don't care about like training camp outside of pads. Like that really doesn't mean anything to me, but I will say this. What I do care about is release packages, and Tyquan Thornton is a blur at a release package. He has a very good, he's got the juice. He has the juice 100%. So I'm excited about that one for sure.
I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to bring up the New York Jets and some of the good buzz that's come out, especially about the wide receivers. Elijah Moore is going to be a borderline stud in this league. People just need to get accustomed to that fact. But we started having this conversation before we started recording about the Jets, and the Jets in like a non-Jets way, kind of having things going a little quieter than normal. Like Moore's been good. Garrett Wilson's been making tough catches, like showing off Garrett Wilson stuff, like what he does, good body control, tough catches. Corey Davis is down, 15 pounds and looking spry. Like they said, he's limber and moving around good out there. Like the price on most of these guys is too low, honestly. But Elijah Moore, I don't know if this is a hot take or not, but Elijah Moore has every bit the look of a wide receiver that is going over 1,000 yards, pretty easily this year, I think. Barring injury, I think he is the guy this year. And Garrett Wilson maybe eventually takes over as, the true quote-unquote number one. But Elijah Moore is going to be locked in as a fantasy wide receiver two this year, I think. And, flirt with some top 12 weeks and have some top 12 weeks. But I think he's got a really good season coming in.
There will be there's zero tolerance for Elijah Moore slander.
We won't stand for it.
We will not stand for it. Like what I'm seeing.
All right, let's see. Who do we want to talk about now? All right, we talked Tyquan Thornton. We talked Jets. We'll do Fossa Solid, and let's talk Isaiah Likely. Because we're a tight end podcast.
We are a tight end podcast.
We're a tight end podcast. All right, this is our brand. Like it or not. We've hitched ourselves to being a tight end podcast. That's what we do here now. And Ryan's not here, but we got to talk about Isaiah Likely.
Throwing him a bone.
Can Isaiah Likely be fantasy relevant with Mark Andrews there?
I think he can. I think, especially with the way they drafted this year, drafting all the tight ends, the way Likely plays, what I'm envisioning here is I feel like with Andrews being the big burly tight end that is the top target for Lamar, I feel like Likely could fill the Hurst role the type of role they envisioned for Hayden Hurst. And I like Likely as a receiver more than I like Hayden Hurst. So the reviews have been positive. Lamar's saying he reminds him of Mark Andrews. Can't have a better compliment than that. One of the best tight ends in the league. I like what I'm hearing, honestly. And, the Ravens are going to figure out some things on the offense, but it would not shock me if they run some two tight end, three tight end sets. They're going to run the ball, but I could see Likely in line for some. I think he's likely to play quite a bit this year. I got to just throw that bad pun out there once.
You love to see it. You absolutely love to see it.
But yeah, I think Likely, if he finishes, say he finishes top 24 in tight ends, I know that's really nothing for the fantasy community, but if he does that, I think that'll put him on some radars for some people. Everyone will look and be like, well, it's not out of the realm of possibilities for two tight ends on the same team to be tight or fantasy relevant. So I can see it. I like Likely. I'm with it.
I agree. And I like what you said. I think they view him as a compliment to Mark Andrews, where I know some people were kind of wondering as the draft was going on. It's like, oh, they have Mark Andrews. They draft Isaiah Likely. They draft Charlie Kolar. And it's like, what are we doing? But I think they view Likely as a compliment to Andrews, where they view Charlie Kolar as like an insurance policy. You know what I mean? Like, I think they view him maybe not in that Mark Andrews role, but,
he's got more of the
body kind of type.
Mold. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's absolutely reasonable to expect Likely and Andrews to be out there, same time a lot of the time, because Rashad Bateman will get his this year, but outside of that, there's James Prochet. I don't want Ryan to feel like I'm slighting the Ravens while he's not on this podcast, but you know, somebody can, there's going to be opportunity for somebody to carve out. And we know they like to throw to the tight end. So it's.
They do. I'm okay. Right.
Before we like rapid fire some guys, George Pickens deserves better than a rapid fire. We got to talk a little bit about George Pickens because he seems to be the star of camp every day in Steelers camp. Feels like every day, whether in one-on-ones or in team drills, you come away with a George Pickens catch and a spectacular catch, you know, where he flashes great body control on the boundary, stuff that you saw him flash at Georgia, which brings us back to if this guy played someplace, number one, if he stayed healthy, and number two, if he played someplace that wasn't at Georgia that highlighted a passing game.
That actually threw the ball.
Yeah. I mean, he, I don't know. George Pickens to me was always a first round wide receiver.
Yep.
We talked about it a lot. But the reason we thought, we just mentioned not that long ago, like, hey, you might have to be patient with George Pickens, right? He's got Claypool there. He's got Deontay Johnson there. George Pickens is going to play this year.
Like, oh, yeah.
He has a role. And I can't remember who tweeted it. I saw this just before we started recording. Somebody saying that he wasn't on any special teams or anything like that. Like, they seem like they already have him kind of tabbed for a big offensive role. Like, you know, don't you're done with special teams and all that stuff.
Mm.
He's going to be involved, and he certainly looks good so far.
Oh yeah. He is going to play 100%. I'm going to throw out a bold take here. By year two, George Pickens is going to be the best wide receiver on the Steelers. I have no doubt in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if he ends up being the, like, some of the reports hold true and he's, you know, starting in two wide receiver sets and Claypool's bumping down to the slot sort of thing.
Yep.
It is. I'm in.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in right away, baby.
Yep.
All right. Let's get to whoever else we have kicking around here. Jalen Tolbert, for the Dallas Cowboys. I've kind of been, I don't want to say like out on Jalen Tolbert, but just kind of risk averse when drafting him. Like, I didn't love the tape when we watched him pre-draft. Mm-hmm. I thought there were a lot of drops for a small school guy, but reviews have been pretty positive out of camp. James Washington, unfortunately, gets hurt in Dallas, and Jalen Tolbert should have opportunities. So what do we think about Jalen Tolbert and anybody else real quick that you think might be hitting or deserve to have their name thrown out there this early in camp?
You know, Gallup, I don't think Gallup's going to be ready week one.
Yeah.
Or I don't even know if Gallup's going to be ready in the first month. I think the reports are so. They need somebody behind CeeDee Lamb. Tolbert by default in Dallas, I think, is like, you know, the move here. I see a lot of Dallas for some reason. I have a lot of Dallas fans on my timeline, which is a little weird. And they're like, oh, who should we sign? Odell Beckham, who's not going to be back in until late October, which is weird. They're bringing up like Cole Beasley, which actually I do think they probably should sign him. They brought up like Will Fuller, which would be cool for like three passes. And then, you know, like, I think they do have to roll with Tolbert. I know Simi Fehoko is getting, I have no idea how to say that name, probably just butchered it, but I know he's getting some burn. Dallas has to have something give there because it is CeeDee Lamb, Dalton Schultz, the running backs, and a whole lot of what in the world is this? So if you like Jalen Tolbert, if he doesn't do it now, I don't know if it will happen because this is opportunity to find here.
Yeah. Big time agree. Also, I almost forgot. You almost got out of here without me remembering that Isaiah Spiller is carving out a role, baby. Isaiah Spiller, my guy Isaiah Spiller, is going to be out there with a real role for
okay.
For the Chargers. I love to see it. I love to see it. First team reps. Let's go.
It is hilarious that he's not on the list because I could have sworn I put him on the list. I could have sworn Isaiah Spiller was on the list.
I feel like
you
put him on and then took him off because I know we talked about him earlier.
I definitely texted the group chat. Yeah. Okay. Look, like, people are like, oh, well, he's clearly carving out. He's clearly taking hold of the RB2. We're like, who the hell else is going to take control of the RB2
yeah.
role? Josh?
Yeah, it's a funny headline.
The other guy? Like, come on. So, Isaiah Spiller, look, man, I think this is a good lesson. Even though you may not like a guy as much as I did with Isaiah Spiller, when you land in a good landing spot and you have that type of setup on the depth chart, Isaiah Spiller is going to play. Isaiah Spiller is going to get burned. He's going to get snaps. He's going to be fantasy relevant this year. It's going to happen.
And to be fair, there you weren't alone in, you know, not liking Isaiah's
play. I fell to the fourth round, which is like basically what I said. I was like, yeah, I just feel like you can get Isaiah Spiller in the third or fourth round of the draft, which ended up happening. That's the only thing that I was down on Isaiah Spiller with. But he's got, I mean, we're an Austin Ekeler injury away from Isaiah Spiller being like an RB1. So,
oh yeah,
that is a big development there. Definitely one to watch.
Premier handcuff that should, I think, offer some standalone value too.
Absolutely. Oh, he'll even with Ekeler there, I do think he'll get some burn. Two guys I want to touch on. Alec Pierce seems to be making plays. Good. The Colts need that. Romeo Doubs. I know Watson's hurt over there in Green Bay. Romeo Doubs sounds like he's a star already in Green Bay. So, you know, I wasn't a big fan of Romeo Doubs coming out. I will be the first person to tell you that. But this guy has Rodgers throwing the ball and a hodgepodge of guys at wide receiver for Green Bay. It would not shock me if he's the one who comes out and actually balls out with Aaron Rodgers. Anytime you're attached with Aaron Rodgers, there's potential to boom heavy there. So Romeo Doubs showing up, that is notable.
Yeah, someone has to – it's not going to be all Alan Lazard. And this isn't great for Christian Watson to – it's not great for anybody ever to be banged up or hurt or miss time. But I think especially so for somebody like Christian Watson that by all accounts was – an athletic freak that needed to refine some parts of his game coming from a super small school, like just we've seen with plenty of guys. But somebody is going to emerge and have value in this passing game here outside of Aaron Jones and Alan Lazard.
Yeah. 100%.
All right. We got to a lot of guys. That's pretty efficient.
It's pretty good. I'm going to end it on this, and Matt's not going to like me for this.
Yes.
look, man.
Matt, if you hung around this long, buckle up.
Matt has to listen to us at 1.5 speed, so I'm sure he'll hear this. I get it, guys, that we're all excited about the rookies and all of our guys hitting training camp. I'm not trying to be a Grinch here, basically. I could have been a very angry person on Twitter because everyone's throwing their meaningless clips on my timeline. But I just, like I said at least 30 times in this podcast, don't get too high, don't get too low, even if they perform well in a preseason game. Terrace Marshall happened last year, people. Terrace Marshall was tearing things up in training camp. He tore it up in preseason, and he had 300 yards in a really crappy wide receiver room for the Carolina Panthers. I understand the Panthers are bad, but like, this is fantasy. This is make-believe football, basically, is what we're doing right now. We're trying things in training camp. Everyone's trying out kinks and getting experimental. Don't get too high, don't get too low. Be excited, but don't get too high, don't get too low. This is just the beginning. We're just beginning here.
Steady as she goes. There was that picture last year of Terrace Marshall catching that like fade in the back of the end zone, and Robbie was in the background with a face like, oh no, I've lost my job.
Yeah.
It's early. Lots to still happen, but some notable stuff has occurred, and we got through a lot of it. So thank you all for listening to this episode of the Dynasty Big Board, part of the Rookie Big Board Podcast Network. We'll be back with more of the Dynasty Big Board next week, but be sure to tune in tomorrow to hear from our friends on the Devy Big Board, and we'll talk to you then.
Later, taters.